on a lamppost long ago. I don't know what to think of first in the list of all the things that are disappearing. Fishes, birds, trees, flowers, bees, and languages too. They say that if historical rates are averaged, a language will die every 4 months. In the time it takes to say, I love you, or move in with someone, or admit to the child you're carrying, all the intricate words of a language become extinct. There's too many things to hold in the palm of the brain. Your father uses the word thing to describe many different nouns, and we guess the word he means. When we get it right, he nods as if it's obvious. When we get it wrong, his face closes like a fist. Out walking in the neighborhood, there's a wide metal lamppost that has scratched onto it, Brandy Early Wine loves Jack Pickett. And then there come the hearts. The barrage of hearts scratched over and over as if, just in case we have forgotten the word love, we will know its symbol. As if Miss Early Wine wanted us to know that, even after she and Mr. Pickett have passed on, their real hearts stopped, the ones that don't look anything like those little symbols, they frantically, furiously, late one night, under the streetlight, while their parents thought they were asleep, inscribed onto the body of something like a permanent tree, a heart. So that even after their bodies cease to be bodies, their mouths no longer capable of words, that universal shape will tell you how she felt one blue evening, long ago, when there were still 7,000 languages that named and honored the plants and animals, each in their own way. When your father said, thing, and we knew what it meant. And the bees were big and round and buzzing.